from one of those old dictionaries. This is from Webster's Dictionary, 1947. If you opened it up and you looked under scarf, everyone taught their children to abhor popery. But something's changed. And the fact that this was written, that that would change 120 years ago, is just amazing. But has it changed? Now this is for you. And I had a question before I started this because I forgot exactly. Correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, the British Commonwealth, Carlos says 52 countries, and what comes to my mind is 56 countries. Anybody positive how many countries in the British Commonwealth? Okay, it's 50-some, okay? This is from Christian News, July 26, 1999. In a document titled The Gift of Authority, the Archbishop of Canterbury and a joint Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission call upon all Anglicans to recognize the Pope as the supreme authority if a new global church were created. Now that's a little bit over 50 countries that are under the authority of the Church of England that now identify the Pope as the one that they want to be in the head of a new global authority. There was a time when Protestants taught their children to abhor popery. Just 50-some years ago, the dictionary still, I told you who popery was. But the great controversy says Protestants were going to change and that we were going to begin to regard Romanism with favor. National Catholic Register, April 30th, year 2000. U.S. Senator Sam Brownback has introduced legislation that would award a $32,000 Congressional Gold Medal to Pope John Paul II. 66 senators have co-sponsored the bill. And April 13th, from the Senate floor, Brownback, a non-Catholic, said the